This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We have been talking about the economy, and we're going to get into economics in one lesson. Also coming up, Microsoft is further embracing Bitcoin. Of course, good time to do that, considering Bitcoin has now eclipsed $1,000. Again, it had done that once in the past, but as Johnny Ray, you pointed out off the air, you feel like this time it's more organic. Last time, there were, like, bots on this website, MT Gox that Daryl had mentioned earlier, which was sort of the go-to Bitcoin trading website in the very early days of Bitcoin. It is now gone, and the person who operated that website, I believe, has been charged with crimes in Japan as a result of some alleged fraud. Operating that particular site.
At the time, that was the exchange that determined the price that everybody else considered to be the price.
Right, and so what you were saying was that the price spike that happened back then, you felt wasn't really truly market-based.
Mark Edge told me that it had something to do with the price there was not determined by people buying and trading bitcoins themselves, but tokens representing bitcoins that then you would sort of cash out when you closed your account. So that way this owner was able to do funny things with his own exchange. And the price went way up to around $1,200, and then it crashed precipitously as the public found out that something was fishy at Mt. Gox.
Yeah, they called that the Willy Bot.
The Willy Bot. So anyway, we can talk more about Bitcoin, but I definitely want to get into economics in one lesson before we go any further on any other topic, because we have been behind by 2 or 3 weeks on this. We've been reading one chapter per week is what we're supposed to have been doing. But, yeah, things get distracting here on the air. We get into topics and then go off on tangents, and sometimes callers call in, and we don't get a chance to do what we intended to, which was to talk about Chapter 8 and Chapter 9 in this book, which is a free book, by the way. You can download a PDF version of it. Just search for Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, Hazlitt.
I think when I found the PDF version that I downloaded, I just typed in Economics in One Lesson.
Okay.
And that's what came up. The top result from the Mises Institute.
So Henry Hazlitt was a journalist and a book reviewer in 1940, in the 40s, and this book was published for the first time in 1946.
And, you know, these are ideas that are, even though this book was published not quite 100 years ago, these ideas don't get old. The basics of economics are essentially immutable laws, it seems like. And so there's a lot of really good information in here. He does a good job of writing it in an easy-to-understand manner. It doesn't talk over your head. It's not a scholarly work, which I personally can't stand reading that stuff. I like the kind of everyman approach to writing, and that I think he does a good job with that here. So, Johnny Ray, the chapter that we are the furthest behind on is Chapter 8. We've been meaning to talk about it for a few weeks now, and we hadn't gotten around to it. Now, this one's called Spread the Work Schemes, and you had told me off the air that you didn't really think this chapter was too relevant to audiences today. Is that right?
I'm coming around a little bit on that just in the past 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Why?
But yes, I did feel that way because I think of this book as being a response to the New Deal and a rebuke of the New Deal and Roosevelt's policies. And I don't see a lot of spread the work schemes in my mind. That's not something that some of the things he describes in here, mandating a 30-hour work week,
Well, what he described was like going from, say, a 40-hour work week to a 30-hour work week. The scheme there is that, well, more people will be employed. If you can't legally employ someone for 40 hours, but you need someone to do 40 hours worth of work, that means that the original employee gets 30 hours and you hire somebody else on for 10 hours. So you still have the same amount of hours, but more people are working.
Well, not only that, there's also the idea, at least in some places, is that more people will be employed at full time.
If they force people to...
So if full time goes from 40 hours down to 30...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Then all of your part-time employees that were working 30 hours are now full-time employees.
We've seen schemes like that in recent years. That's a common thing these days.
Right. It's something that appears to be more common in Europe.
The Europeans are constantly talking about the work week, and they pride themselves on having these short work weeks.
Anyway, what you're talking about there, Daryl.
Oh, I remember. I'm sorry. Just today, or maybe yesterday, there was a headline about there's going to be a law in France that forbids you, that allows you to ignore your work emails while you're not on the job. You can't be
obligated to answer
emails. to answer your work emails when you're not at work.
Now, this is something that kind of Ian, you and I have had to deal with as members of the board of directors of the local community access television station, where they're luckily a court threw out this new salary thing to where what the regulation was going to be was if you're salaried and make less than $47,000, it doesn't matter what your duties are. You must be paid overtime if you work more than 40 hours a week. And the court threw that out as basically an illegal regulation based solely on wage, whereas all of the other regulations about salaried employees have to do with duties of the person and wage is secondary.
Yeah, I mean, let me talk a little bit further about this because it was a crazy idea. So we have the Cheshire TV is what it's called. It's a public access channel here in Keene. Daryl and I are both on the board of directors. And there are basically like three full-time employees at the television station. There are a handful of volunteers and a handful of very, very seldom part-time workers. But there's three full-timers. One of them is the executive director. He's one of them that's on – I think he's the only one on salary, if I'm not mistaken. But
correct. Yeah, and so the other ones are on like a flex time sort of thing to where they get paid for 40 hours even if they don't necessarily work 40 hours. So it's akin to salaried, but it's not salaried.
So it's a job where the guy who's in the executive director seat has to kind of oversee everything. He's got to be a one-man operation to some extent. He's got help, obviously, but he's got to be able to do everything. So he's got to have those talents.
Right. And that includes answering emails on weekends or at odd kinds of hours.
Which, you know, I'm not an expert on how you organize business or law or anything like that, but I'd always understood salary as a way to avoid paying someone hourly. That is what I thought the whole point of salary was
yes,
where, you know, you pay someone X per year and they have to do a job. If they get it done faster, then that benefits them because they don't have as much to do. But it doesn't benefit or hurt them if they work slower or faster as far as getting hourly pay is concerned. So I always understood salary was a way to avoid that. And then they come down with this regulation saying that, oh, well, if you're not paying your salary employee $47,000 a year, well, then, you know, you've got to basically, if you want to avoid paying them overtime for the hours that they work over 40 hours. It's like, why all of a sudden would a salaried employee now have to start counting hours? It just seems so insane to me.
And especially salaried employees that are in management positions.
Yeah.
Now, you know,
at a nonprofit where the rate of pay is very low.
Right. And, you know, the reason that the salaried gets overtime thing went into effect in the first place was there were some companies that were claiming, oh, the janitor is salaried. And, nope, you've got to work 70 hours scrubbing toilets. Mm-hmm. Well, no, the janitor's not doing administrative stuff, so it was a way to where companies couldn't just decree everyone's salary to avoid overtime.
Well, I think they should be able to do that. I mean, if you don't want the job, then don't take the damn job. Go get a janitor job where you get paid hourly. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about the spread the works schemes here in moments as we continue with Economics in One Lesson. Plus, you can call in, take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, Sunday edition of the program. Open phones as always. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We're talking about economics in one lesson. We've been going through chapter by chapter. It's, let's see, about 200-page book. We're at page 64-ish at the moment. So we got a ways to go on this. We're going to continue to talk about it chapter by chapter here, week after week. That's the intention, but we're a little backed up. So we got to get through chapters 8 and 9 tonight, which should be doable considering they're only about 2 to 3 pages long each.
May I briefly synopsize Chapter 8?
You may, but first, I do want to let our listeners know about HostGator and their special offer of 50% off of web hosting. So if you've been thinking about starting your own website or blog here in 2017, you've been waiting, maybe you just haven't done it yet, well, now's a good time to get started. They make it easy for you over at HostGator. They're one of the top hosting companies out there, and they offer a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, there's a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about those pesky outages. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular prices. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners. So, Johnny Ray, we were talking about Chapter 8, the so-called Spread the Work Schemes.
Right. And I wanted to try to briefly synopsize the chapter.
Sure.
I'll begin, actually, by quickly reading the first two paragraphs.
All right.
Paragraph 2, it comes back at the end, and it's a point that is very important to me. Chapter 8, Spread the Work Schemes. I have referred to various union make work and featherbed practices. He's referring back to the chapter before, the curse of machinery. These practices, and the public toleration of them, spring from the same fundamental fallacy as the fear of machines. This is the belief that a more efficient way of doing a thing destroys jobs, and its necessary corollary, that a less efficient way of doing it creates them. Allied to this fallacy is the belief that there is just a fixed amount of work to be done in the world, and that if we cannot add to this work by thinking up more cumbersome ways of doing it, at least we can think of devices for spreading it around and among as large a number of people as possible. So then he goes in to talk about some of these union feather bedding practices, some strange things, some amusing examples in there. And then he talks about the federal wage hour law, which is where we got the overtime provisions, the overtime penalty provisions. If you work more than 40 hours in the United States and you're an hourly employee, then you must be paid time and a half. And
which is a nice thing when you get it as an hourly employee, but every business tries their damnedest to prevent people from going into overtime. They don't want to have to pay time and a half. So that's one of those first examples of this spread the work scheme. The idea was, well, if we make businesses stop employing people beyond 40 hours per week, then they'll have to hire more people because they won't want to spend time and a half on their existing employees, which, of course, doesn't actually... If the employee was working 60 hours a week before the overtime rules came into play, because there was just that much work to do and the employee was willing to do that much work and, you know, they had an agreement and all was well, well, then the federal government comes in and says, well, now you got to pay this person time and a half for those 20 hours. Well, the business owner might just decide to say instead, well, sorry, Johnny, but I can't hire you for those 20 hours. I just can't afford to pay you that much. So therefore, now you've gone from 60 hours a week to 40 hours a week, and you're making less. So you might actually have to go and get another job. Now you've got to go and juggle two different schedules at two different jobs to just try to bring in as much money as you'd been bringing home before. So even though the restriction to 40 hours means that someone else will get hired to do those other 20 hours in your stead, so there's another job that's been created, you're actually worse off because of it as the person who got cut.
Exactly, basically. And that's what...
And that happens today. And that's relevant
sure.
today.
Yeah. I mean, when I first moved up here, you know, I this was in 2008. I had some money. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know you.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to work, and I would work for any price, and I would work any hours. I would dig ditches. You know, I would do whatever. I just wanted to not be doing nothing.
Right.
And working and, you know, getting some solid ground underneath me.
Doing nothing gets boring, too. I mean, once you run out of things to do, I remember at one time in the past, I was out of work for reasons I won't discuss here, but I made a list of things that I've got all this time on my hands now. I don't have, you know, work to go to, so I'll just get my to-do list taken care of. And then I ran out of things on the to-do list, and it was bad. So
Hazlitt goes on to talk about just what you were talking about.
Yeah.
With he considers a particular spread the work scheme where two versions of it, where in both versions there is a mandatory 30-hour work week. So any other work that the factory owner say wants to get done, he's going to have to hire other people to fill in for the extra hours.
Mm-hmm.
And in the second example, it's the same, like I said, but now the wage has been mandated to be higher so that the people who were working there before are not penalized.
They supposedly are working
the same amount of money
and making the same amount.
Right. And Hazlitt describes the consequences of those two schemes. In the first one, basically, he says that if everything works ideally, then nothing is gained and nothing is lost. You have
the
same amount
of that.
Yeah, there's bound to be a whole heck of a lot of disruption if you're bringing in a bunch of new employees and changing the schedules around.
Yeah. Right. Whereas you had some experts there that know what they were doing, now you got a bunch of newbies and they can break stuff and things go wrong.
And in the second scheme B, basically you have the same problems that you just mentioned, but also now because of the price for labor has been raised, the cost of production are going to go up,
right,
and the prices of your goods are going to be raised,
which means you're less competitive in a global market where, mm-hmm, you know, the regulations of similar, you know, there aren't similar regulations in every other country, and so they can outcompete you and make a better product for less. That could put you out of business.
Yeah, the firms that are just kind of keeping their head above water, they're going to be out of business.
Right, and then how many jobs will you lose because of that? If the idea was to help the employees, well, you just help them out of a job in a lot of cases.
Yep.
Right, and I was actually reading reading about the increase in minimum wage in about 20 states that took effect today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is this the $15 thing, or they're working towards it, 12, 13, 14?
Some states are working towards it. The lowest increases were 5 cents per hour in four states. I don't remember which ones. The largest increase was $1.95 per hour in Arizona.
Did New Hampshire increase minimum wage last year? Okay.
No.
Those failed.
All of those bills failed. But there was a study by the Congressional Budget Office that said that if minimum wage nationally went up to $10.10 per hour, job growth would reduce by 500,000 over 2 years.
Wow. We can talk more about the minimum wage, and I suspect that's going to be a chapter in here at some point, too. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but I've never read the book before, so we're doing this together. It's Free Talk Live. More with economics in one lesson.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. will work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and join us here on the radio waves. It is New Year's Day, and we're here in the studio tonight in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, with you here. It's Ian. Oh, Johnny, I'm screwing this up big time. You think I've never done radio before?
Johnny Ray.
Thank you, sir.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about economics in one lesson, reading the book, not on the air, but talking about the ideas that it contains chapter by chapter. And we're coming up on chapter 9, having just gotten through, I think, most of chapter 8. You had a little bit more, Johnny, that you wanted to share from chapter 8, which is about these spread the work schemes, the idea that you can make more jobs by just forcing people to not hire people for as many hours per week, and that that somehow is going to benefit people. And it turns out there are some unintended consequences to that kind of thing.
From the text, the people who support such spread-the-work schemes think only of the employment they might provide for particular persons or groups. They do not stop to consider what their whole effect would be on everybody.
The spread, like the people who get their hours cut.
Yes.
Yeah.
The spread-the-work or lose their jobs.
Right.
The spread-the-work schemes rest also, as we began by pointing out, on the false assumption that there is just a fixed amount of work to be done.
Oh, yeah, this is a pretty big idea, because there are a lot of people who believe that there's only a certain pie, and you cut up that pie, and that's it.
Yep, and it fuels xenophobia.
Sure, they took our jobs. We heard this last night on the show.
Yep, and fears of robots, and fears of the market in general, because people think that, well, what are the
the mentally incompetent? How are you just going to throw them into the market and expect them to earn a living? First of all, you don't. That's not necessarily what any of us three are advocating. I think that I have my questions about charity and whether it really actually is a good thing, but it's certainly allowed in a libertarian world. Charity.
Why would it not? Why would it not be? I mean, let's stop down and talk about that. Why would charity not be good?
Because it's always better to, it's always more meaningful and more helpful if you can earn it than having it given to you.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. I mean, but on the other hand, the old teach a man to fish as opposed to just giving him the fish, obviously that's going to benefit him if he knows how to do it for himself. But to some extent, it is charity to teach the man to fish, right? Like if you're doing it for free, for instance, there's a local homeless shelter here in town that I support called 100 Nights. They are open the 100 coldest nights of the year, and they help people from freezing to death, you know, and then there's some costs involved in running that homeless shelter. I give them $10 a month, and usually once a year I'll give them a large chunk of some money just as a donation to support their efforts. And I do that because they have stories about how they're helping people get back on their feet and not just giving them a place to stay forever. They're giving them a temporary, you know, shelter from the cold. They have to leave the next morning at 7 o'clock, so you don't get to just hang out there in your bed all day. You have to go out and, you know, do something, even if it's hanging out on the streets. You can't do it in the actual homeless shelter. But they also provide resources for people on, like, helping them with a resume building, for instance, giving them connections to how to find some work for those kind of things. So they are helping them build their marketability, I guess you can say, in the job marketplace, with the intention of making them productive members of society again. So it's not just a handout. Charity can be that hand up that you're talking about. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Just depends on how it's organized.
Sure, sure. My half-baked idea is just that, that possibly charity maybe is... Charity is just something you shouldn't ever do, and instead you should always ask for something. You should always get something out of it.
People get out of charity is a good feeling.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
feels good to help somebody, and you can also empathize as well. Like, I've never been homeless, thank goodness. But you know, having seen homeless people and the situations that some of them are in, I'm grateful. I've never been homeless, but I could imagine that if I were in that situation, I sure would appreciate a warm coat, or I would appreciate a warm drop-in center that I can go into and, you know, print out a resume or make a phone call to a potential employer. Just little things like that. I can empathize as much as I possibly can with the individual and say, would I want to find myself in a situation where no one was willing to help me? And I wouldn't want to be in that situation. So I put you know, my resources out there to work to help those people because it just seems like the right thing to do.
Yeah, well, I
don't expect a return on an investment or anything like that.
On the high-level philosophical tip, I could argue that that's not really charity if you're enjoying it. Because
that's a strange thing to say. Why? Why would it not be charity? Why do you have to dislike... I mean, I don't think to be charitable, one must dislike one's donations or
yeah. Me
one's
talking
efforts.
About this probably isn't too helpful to anything. But
I'm starting to wonder, Johnny, and this is not a conversation we've ever had before. But it sounds like you kind of agree with Ayn Rand that being charitable is a horrible thing, and it's, dare I say, immoral.
I'm no Ooh. Student of Ayn Rand. I have read Atlas Shrugged, and I remember enjoying parts of it and hating the big long radio address. But I have a prickly feeling about Ayn Rand. I can't articulate what I don't like about her. She creeps me out a little bit.
Okay.
She looks kind of creepy.
So I guess what I was saying before was that if you're running a homeless shelter, say, then it could be argued that you're just running a lounge and you like the company, and because you're doing it because it makes you feel good,
yeah.
And you're not doing a real act of altruism. You know, you're not making sacrifice.
Well, okay. I guess there are some people who believe that you have to sacrifice in order to help people, but that's not necessarily true. I don't think that, you know, I do like, I'm not a fan of Ayn Rand, but I do understand that I think she had advocated the idea that everything you do is selfish, and I tend to agree with that statement. So every act that you make, it couldn't possibly be altruistic, because ultimately giving to others generally makes people feel good. So, like, what could you possibly do that would be truly altruistic but not also, you know, help you feel good about yourself?
Right, but she was totally, my understanding, and I'm definitely not a student of Ayn Rand, but my understanding was she was absolutely opposed to the concept of charity.
Any charity.
Not just because she thought that selfishness was good.
Hmm.
Like, she was opposed to helping other people.
Yeah, she's just a terrible example of... I mean, she's not a libertarian either, right? I've heard that Ayn Rand supported, like, the military or something, or the police.
I don't think she ever considered herself to be a libertarian.
Yeah. Did she dislike libertarians?
I believe so.
Yeah.
She called herself an objectivist.
Right.
And, you know, the people that call themselves objectivists now, Ayn Rand would not necessarily like or agree with, because Ayn Rand used intellectual property on her beliefs and had people sign NDAs when they would go see one of her speeches.
Wow.
Of, you will not share anything that you hear in this speech without my permission.
She just sounds like a barrel of fun.
Right, so, like, she didn't want her philosophy being shared widely, but now there's, you know, basically objectivist missionary-type people that,
right.
Have you heard the good news about my Lord and Savior, Ayn Rand?
That's a thing.
Now, let me reel us back to this final paragraph. The spread the work schemes rest also, as we began by pointing out, on the false assumption that there is just a fixed amount of work to be done. There could be no greater fallacy. There is no limit to the amount of work to be done as long as any human need or wish that work could fill remains unsatisfied.
And there will always be wishes. There will always be new desires, new creations.
In a modern exchange economy, the most work will be done when prices, costs, and wages are in the best relations with each other. What these relations are, we shall later consider.
And we're going to continue with more. Chapter 9 coming up here, and then we'll be caught up. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Economics in One Lesson on Free Talk Live.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free here on this New Year's Day edition of the program. We're live in the studio, of course. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything that is on your mind. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Still to come, more from Economics in One Lesson. Up next, we've got Chapter 9, which is entitled Disbanding Troops and Bureaucrats. We'll get into that coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are also welcome. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733, and Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate the work that we do here, then please join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it is a way for you to get behind the show for $5 a month and get help us get the ideas of Liberty out onto more radio stations. We're going to have a couple of announcements of new stations coming up here in the next week or two, which I'm excited about. We had to wait until this weekend, basically, when about three nationally syndicated talk shows are ending their syndication run. It's bad news for them, but that kind of bad news is always good news for Free Talk Live because it usually means we end up with a few new affiliates, new radio stations taking the show. So the AMP program helps us make those calls. It helps us do the marketing that's necessary. I just re-upped with Skip Jokel from Talk Shows USA, which is one of the services that we use the AMP money for. You can see some of what we use the AMP money on over at amp.freetalklive.com, but Skip is like an old school radio talk radio guy. He knows everybody who knows everybody, and you know, when talk show program directors are looking for new content, a lot of times they call up Skip and they say, Skip, what do you got? And he says, Free Talk Live, among some of his other shows that he represents, like Cigar Dave, for instance. You might have heard of him. So anyway, that's one of the things we do with the money. And then also you can help us with that for as little as $5 a month. Or Bitcoin. We'll take Bitcoin, and you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, which seems to have new posts on a daily basis, multiple new posts daily over there. Lots of interesting conversations between listeners and hosts. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl in the studio to Skype, where Paul is on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Ian. Good to talk to you again.
Hey,
I got
Paul.
My USB blue snowball microphone with the cool double fabric pop screen on it.
You sound good.
How's it sound?
You sound good. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a podcast listener, and sometimes, you know, I actually got caught up. So I actually heard all the shows up to last night. So I wanted to cover a couple of points.
Sure.
A few shows ago, somebody called in about how horrible Israel is. And I just wanted to back up and get a little bit of a perspective. I noticed that people who criticize Israel, and I'm not carrying their water in the sense that they're a state, they're a government, they're just as evil as every other government, but it's like people who could criticize them won't criticize other countries for doing exactly what they're doing and worse. And so I know that, you know, that whenever they get in the news, usually it's because, you know, they've been defending themselves against aggression from their neighbors. There's like, you know, double digits full of Arab Muslim countries, and there's only one Jewish state, and somehow that seems to stick in people's craw. And now once again, I'm with you. I don't think there should be any states, but I think if we should all judge them by the same standards. So
makes sense to me.
Yeah, makes sense to me. I do find it interesting that you said that they're defending themselves. Generally, when I see news about the nation of Israel, it's when they go in and set up illegal settlements in occupied territories, and then the courts or the legislative branch there in Israel decrees, nope, this is not an illegal settlement, it's all right, and then they expel all of the Palestinians from the land. So would you consider that them defending themselves or the nation of Israel doing something illegal and arguably inhumanitarian?
Well, you got to ask who defines what's illegal. What's going on there is you got to back up a little bit and realize that Israel did something that most nations didn't do, which is when they're attacked and they win a war, they did not annex all the territory of the loser. The fact is that in 1967, when the Arabs all ganged up on them and said, you know, we're going to sweep you out into the sea, Israel surprised them by not losing the war, and by any standards of statecraft, Israel would have had the right to have claimed all of the West Bank territory as their own, but they chose not to, not merely on humanitarian and good, you know, good faith reasons, but one of the reasons was the fact that that would have added a whole bunch of Muslims to the population of Israel. And since they're committed to being a democracy, they realized the problem was they could have been outvoted. So that kind of became a disputed territory in the sense that they didn't want to claim it as their own, but no other nation wanted to claim it either. So, and the issue was is that when Israel was created in the first place, there was the opportunity for both a Palestinian and a Jewish state. The Arabs decided they didn't want to take the deal, and the Jews decided they did. And the worst crime that Israel ever committed was not losing their original war of independence in 1947. So if you back up and take a look at the perspective, what Israel does, which is basically they are a nation at continuous war because all their neighbors have been at war with them. Egypt is an exception in the sense that the United States stepped in when Anwar Sadat was still president and cut a deal with them that says, we'll give you dollar for dollar foreign aid that we give Israel. And Egypt thought, we'll take that deal. And they formally dropped the war. But all the other Arab nations around Israel are basically in a state of war with them.
But what does that have to do with, I mean, maybe I missed your point, but Daryl, your question was about them messing with the Palestinians, right?
Right. And his response is, you've got to go back to 1947, and because reasons, there's not actually Palestine. Is that basically your answer?
Well, the point is that the Palestinian people are being more victimized by their own Palestinian Authority government than they are by the Israelis. And, in fact, there's employment until the bombings got too severe. Palestinians went into Israel to work and made their economy better, but they had to put up this fence. And I remember they're hearing one Palestinian community right on the West Bank who wanted the Israelis to build a fence around them, including them into the Israeli territory, because they figured Israel's a lot safer and more peaceful than it is here in under the Palestine Authority. So,
well, one thing's for sure, none of us are there to really know what it's like. So, Paul, what was the other point you were calling about tonight?
Well, I wanted to appreciate you talking about the book on economics, which also I have not read either. But I've got to sit down and read the thing, because I think Hazlitt really nailed a lot of good points.
I agree. And, it's new to me, and it's short. You know, it's only 200 pages. It's pretty easy to get through. It's I keep it up in the LRN.FM bathroom, so that's how I'm getting through one chapter per week, because I can't really read much more than that. Thanks for the call tonight, Paul. I appreciate the discussion here. And we're going to continue with economics in one lesson coming up here in moments. But first, Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. You're on with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl.
Oh, yes. I just want to mention that, did you know that our state is going to receive an extra $11 million for our homeless programs? And I just thought this show had something to do with it, because I talked about the 5,000 homeless people in Albuquerque and homeless problem in New Mexico. And somehow, I don't know who heard it, but we're getting $11 million extra dollars. What do you think about that?
Well,
you
know, that's awfully nice of you to credit Free Talk Live with that thing happening, but I wouldn't give us that much credit. We're just a talk show. Certainly the people that make decisions about how to hand out federal money are likely not being influenced by Free Talk Live, would be my guess, considering we are anti-state and pro-freedom. But let's talk about the $11 million going to the homeless in Albuquerque. Is it really going to help them? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you throw enough money at homeless people, will that solve the problem of homelessness? This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, here coming up.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.